World AIDS Day highlights Christian work. A ministry in Greece reaches Russian people groups. And a men's outreach marks 16 years in the making. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 40 million people have died of AIDS. As World AIDS Day approaches Friday, HIV/AIDS is receiving a lot of attention. Compassion International's Dr. Scott Todd says HIV/AIDS is affecting their work.
We have thousands of children in our program who are infected with HIV. Last year alone, over 500,000 children died due to this virus. And the real tragedy of that is that the majority of that is preventable.
While the Christian response has been slow, Compassion is helping with their AIDS initiative through education, awareness, treatment, and love. Local churches are doing everything they can to assist, but the lack of resources limits them.
We need to come alongside of them in the fight. We need to commit to join them and provide what we can. And in many cases, that simply means financial resources.
These churches are having an impact. Families in one village in Tanzania turned on Muslim leaders who tried to shut down the church-based program. Many family members came to Christ. You can support Compassion's AIDS initiative. Go to our website. Next, as tensions continue to mount between Muslims and Christians around the world, one ministry is excited. Book of Hope International's Rob Hoskins says recently the president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, recently prayed for the annihilation of Christianity. He says Christians feel powerless in doing anything in situations like these.
Although we hear all these stories about how Islam is encroaching, what we're really seeing happen is we're seeing the spiritual breakthroughs and Jesus being presented to more Muslim children and youth than in the history of mankind.
Book of Hope plans to distribute 5 million books of hope, but they want to expand.
We have tremendous opportunities in several languages. One is the Farsi language for Iran, where the church is really in desperate need of children's and youth materials. And so the church has approached us, asking us if we could please translate our Book of Hope into the Farsi language.
A matching grant doubles each gift for Muslim outreach. You're listening to Mission Network News. The global infrastructure is collapsing into slums under the strain of urban migration. University Christian Fellowship Scott Bessenecker notes that despair is a common factor in the slum communities.
When you've got a million people living in a ditch outside Nairobi, it just becomes this place of utter hopelessness. Drug abuse, use of alcohol, sleeping around, those sorts of things occur when people are just tired of hoping.
Bessenecker is teaching a slum ministry track at Urbana 06, one of the largest missions conferences, now just a month away. Why?
There's a spirit amongst evangelical youth, very much akin to the friars, the preaching orders that sent men and women out into desperate places to build hope from the inside out. I think there is a significant movement afoot where young people are going to be moving into these places of despair with the gospel.
Meanwhile, at 3% and 4%, church attendance in Greece is lower than almost anywhere else in Europe. Greater Europe Mission is working to change that through its Greek Bible Institute, which is reaching many of the Russian-speaking immigrants in Athens. This year, the Institute has a larger student body than ever before. Pray for the Greek Bible Institute students who have completed their training in open-air evangelism that they'll become regularly involved in community outreach. And Promise Keepers, the international ministry to men, has wrapped up its 16th season of conferences. In this year's season, they've reached more than 132,000 men with the gospel, with over 3,000 men giving their lives to Christ. This year's meetings helped men discover their God-given potential, hone their talents, and move ahead with accountability. The PK team is now looking ahead to 16 specially focused shorter events around the U.S. in 2007. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available our own CD called Christmas, Let the Earth Rejoice, that will keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Keep it or give it away as an outreach. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get one at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.